ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. If you remember, we discussed humbleness as a prominent characteristic of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. This time, we are going to talk about honesty and truthfulness in Imam Khomeini. Stay tuned. Honesty is one of the greatest moral virtues. It has been highly emphasized in the Noble Quran and the words of the Prophet of Islam and his infallible progeny, blessings of God upon them. For instance, in Ayah 19 of Surah Tawbah, God says, O you who have faith, be God-wary and amongst the honest. Honesty literally means saying something that is true and complies with reality. Thus, anyone who speaks truth is called honest. But in religious text, an honest person is the one whose deeds and words are the same as his belief. This moral virtue was the most obvious merit of the divine messengers. As a matter of fact, they preached exactly what they believed and did. In view of this, the Noble Quran has usually mentioned honesty beside other virtues like belief, piety, loyalty, and so on. In other words, if a person claims to believe in God, but he does not abide by its requirements, such as loyalty, commitment to promises and covenants, and trustworthiness, he's not an honest person. Imam Khomeini was one of the exceptional political leaders who observed honesty in each and every moment of his life. As you know, 99% of political leaders do not act what they preach. Hujjatul Islam Qarehi, one of the companions of Imam Khomeini during the struggles against the Pahlavi regime, and after that says, God is witness that during the years that I had the honor of accompanying the Imam, I didn't see him even a single time to use a religious trick. His behavior was always compatible with his word, and God knows that whatever he said was right, and he was not like the people who want to say even a single word similar to a lie to attract somebody. Imam Khomeini's younger son, late Sayyid Ahmad, said, The most important characteristic of the Imam was his honesty. He would never say something outdoors to be forced to say something else at home. According to the Islamic narrations, honesty is the source of blessing. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, The relation of honesty to religion is like that of the head to the body. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, deems honesty more important than prayer and fasting, saying, Do not be deceived by people's prayer and fasting, because man sometimes gets accustomed to prayer and fasting so that he will fear if he leaves them. Test the people with honesty and trustworthiness. In addition to honesty in words and deeds, Islam puts high emphasis on honesty and intention. In other words, a person might be honest in words, whereas his word differs from his intention. The most obvious example in this regard are the hypocrites or munafiqun, who have been called liars in the Noble Quran. God says in the first ayah of Surah Munafiqun, When the hypocrites come to you, they say, "We bear witness that you are surely God's messenger." And God bears witness that the hypocrites are surely liars. God says in ayahs 2 and 3 of Surah Ankabut, "Do people think that they will be left alone on saying, 'We believe,' and they will not be tried? And certainly we tried those before them, so God will definitely know those who are honest, and He will definitely know the liars." Imam Khomeini, due to being honest in his heart and intention, would never change his words in different conditions. It is very famous that what he said in private was the same that would say in the public, except confidential matters that had to be kept secret. In reaction to some of his friends, who were trying to show his life very simple in films and pictures, Imam Khomeini said that it is untrue and people should know the reality. One of the clerics said, "In Paris, some tried to take a film from the imam's life in 24 hours, including his food. The imam told them, 'As you are setting the table, it is a lie because we sometimes have fish, rice, and stew. You want to ignore these and decorate a simple table. This is a lie.'" Haj Ahmad Agha said, "The most important thing is the honesty and sincerity of the imam. He's the same at home as in the public. There is no difference. He says at home what he says in public. There is no difference between his privacy and secrecy." According to the religious teachings, honesty should be visible in every aspect of the individual's life. This will lead him to paradise and eternal salvation. One of the neighbors of Imam Khomeini in Qom said, "On the 12th of Farvardin, that is the day of the Islamic Republic referendum, I was a member of the voting headquarters. Nobody knew Imam Khomeini would cast his vote in which ballot box. So it was decided with enthusiasm to put the ballot box at the place of Ministry of Education in Qom, as it was easy to control in terms of security. There was also a place for reporters and cameramen. But the imam chose a crowded neighborhood called Char Sur. Many people gathered there so that it became out of the security personnel. The imam cast his vote and returned. The people had swarmed so much so that the foreign journalists failed to take photos, film, and report. Therefore, they called on the voting headquarters to bring Imam Khomeini once more to the ballot box so that they could take photos and report. But when this was said to the imam, he said, 'I had a vote and cast it in the box.'" Dear listeners, next time we will continue the discussion.